Shane Mast of Oregon Life Homes with the Douglas County Real Estate Update. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the hot topics and things in the world of real estate to consider this week?
All right. Well, the biggest news of the day is the monthly jobs report, which came out about 5:15 this morning. And they do this. It's probably the second most important piece of data that relates to interest rates. You got the jobs report, and then you've got the number one, which is the inflation report, that's going to basically tell the Federal Reserve what to do with interest rates. So today, the jobs report actually was lower than expected. So that there were 187,000 jobs created in the United States in July, and the prediction was 200,000. So that was lower. What this does is changes the outlook for bond traders, people buying the 10-year treasury bond. When they see lower economic data, then their the rates will go down a little bit. So the 10-year treasury is already down about 80 basis points since this news. Of course, yesterday it was up 70. So and the day before the jobs report, or the day before the inflation report, a lot of times rates will have a small spike, and that happened yesterday. We ended up at 7.2% for the average conventional at the end of the day yesterday. And then today's news, they haven't announced what the rates are today yet, but you can see what's happening is with the 10-year treasury going down, the rates will go down probably another tenth. So they'll probably be about 7.1 by the end of the day. But that's kind of old news, I would guess, because we've been there for so long. And that 6.85 to 7.15 is where we've been for the entire year. So I guess people might be getting tired of hearing these little movements by a tenth of a percent. But it's something that we follow pretty closely.
Well, because it really does, for some people especially, impact what price point they can afford their next home.
Yeah, exactly. It does make a big difference on people's payments, and that's why we follow it so closely, especially when you got somebody just on the edge of whether they can afford the house they want or not. You know, the rates going up a quarter of a percent in a few days could be devastating. So we try to keep an eye on that and for our clients so that they can make informed decisions. The other thing that I was going to talk about today is just a little bit of national and Oregon, and then bring it down to locally, just a couple of stats. So prices nationally in the United States have only increased year over year by 1.6%. So that's pretty much just flat from last June to this June, 1.6%. And for reference, if you take last June, you know, June 2022, and compare that to June 2021, we were up 18% at this time a year ago. And what we're talking about when I'm saying up is the prices. So prices went up 18% from 21 to 22, and 22 to now, they're only at 1.6% up nationally. So that is quite a change in the last 12 to 24 months. And the national median sale price of a home is actually lower than a lot of people think, especially if you live in Oregon. It's 425,000 is your median sale price in the USA. And then the number of homes being sold nationally is down 15%. So prices are about flat from a year ago, but the number of homes selling down 15%.
And if you look at that number for the price, definitely different than Douglas County's.
Yeah, different. And for the state, would you venture to guess if Oregon as a state is higher or lower than the national median sale price?
I would tend to think we're higher.
You're correct. So the median sale price in Oregon right now is $508,000. So Douglas County, you think we're high. Just go north a little bit. So Oregon is one of only, so I'm moving from national to state now. So Oregon is one of only 10 states in the United States that has negative appreciation, so depreciation of prices. So our median sale price right now is $508,000. It's only down 2.8%. It's not like it's gone down a lot in the last year. But the number of homes sold in Oregon is down 20% year over year. So our prices went down about 2.8% and over the last year, and but our number of sales has dropped 20%. And then we get down to Douglas County, so looking more locally, our average or median sale price is $321,000, so it's quite lower, over $100,000 lower than the national, and about $180,000 less than the average home in Oregon. So it's not that bad, you know. And this is one of the reasons why we have a lot of people still moving to Douglas County from other parts of the state, because other parts of our state have gotten quite expensive.
Yeah, it's definitely a selling point getting people to come to this area, although there are other areas of the country where the prices are quite a bit lower.
Oh, yeah. If you go to the Midwest, for example, like, or the South, Arkansas, Tennessee, a lot of people move into those areas. Some parts of Texas are really expensive and some are really cheap. But the what you get there is also lower wages. So it's kind of you get what you pay for. And we have a kind of low wages in Douglas County as well. But a lot of people don't work in Douglas County that live in Douglas County, especially if you're in North or South County. A lot of those people commute. The northern ones will commute to Eugene and the southern ones would commute to Medford. So the fact that we're kind of scrunched in between two counties also helps that people can get the higher wages of another county, but the lower prices of our county.
What do we know about July stats so far?
Mm-hmm. So far, July's over. The official stats aren't out. So we have our own internal Oregon Life home stats. So there were 128 properties sold in Douglas County this month. And if you look at last month, it was 135. So just about seven less than that. Last July, though, there was only 123 sold. So we're actually sold more this July than we did July 2022. But for reference, in 21, when the rates were super low, we sold 171. So we're 25% down from 2 years ago, but we're better than we were 1 year ago when we're talking about the number of sales in Douglas County. And I already mentioned our median sale price in Douglas County is 321. That's off of the peak of last May. We're down by $34,000 from the peak. But from last July, we're only down 1.8%. So when we're looking at year-over-year price growth or price depreciation in Douglas County itself, it's pretty much in line with the state and the national level. We're only down 1.8%. So that's pretty flat. And this is the first time since 2011, so 12 years ago, that we've had negative price growth in Douglas County or in the United States as a whole.
Now, since we've just gotten into August, do things ramp up a little bit as people try to get relocated before school starts, or is that pretty much earlier in the summer?
That's pretty much earlier. We've already peaked out. So the number one months for pendings is generally May and June, and closings would be July and August. So we'll have a lot of closings in August, but these are because people got under contract in July, and then it takes them 30 days to close now. It used to be 45 to 60. Now we're closing things in about 30 days right now because the lenders and the appraisers aren't so busy anymore. So they got a lot more time to get to us. But yeah, it should actually start slowing down. In the fall is when prices tend to stabilize and go down, and our inventory is up. So our inventory right now today is 378 active properties in Douglas County. That's up by about 20 from just 30 days ago. That is a good formula if you're a buyer. What we want is prices to continue to go down, even if it's minimal or at least stay flat. And it looks like they're going to because our inventory is going up. So when your ratio of houses to buyers gets wider, prices start to stabilize and go down. And that's what we're seeing. And that's what generally happens in the fall and winter anyway. And so we're getting super close to that fall mark of where less houses are going to be selling, the more will be on the market. That should get us, our prices should continue to go down.
Now, running out of time. Real quick, give folks your phone number.
Absolutely. It's 541-391-4945.